Again, in the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And I'll read again 19 through 21. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." Supporting scripture this morning, Paul is writing to the Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject. Your power comes by your faith. Your power comes by your faith. We thank God this morning, and one thing I learned a long time ago is that any time a woman do anything different, make sure she know you notice. Don't our deaconesses look pretty this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God because God is good. Hallelujah. Thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah for our deaconesses this morning and for their very fine attire that they are adorning this morning, because God blesses us to be a blessing. And we, the people of God, need to look like people of God. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a whole lot of money to look like a child of God. Hallelujah. And it's not about the name brand. Any brand will do. All you got to do is clean it. Hallelujah. We get caught up in the wrong thing. Old folk used to say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Hallelujah. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to learn how to be satisfied with the blessings God bestows upon us. You are blessed people this morning. We are blessed even to be here right now. And my heart goes out to those that are not able to be here. And I thank God because of the simple fact that even though they may not be here, they are still where God is. Because God is everywhere at all times. So we cannot get away from God. We got to understand this morning that God is always right there by our side. Just for a few moments this morning, we want to just share a message with you about your power comes by your faith. If you are a child of God this morning, then you should possess a certain degree of power. And that's not to say power to run somebody's life or power to be over somebody, but just power. We said last week that sometimes you have to open up your mouth, believing in your heart that if I speak the word and believe it, that it can come into existence. All I got to do is know that I am a disciple of the Almighty God. And when I know that I'm a child of God, then God said that anything that you ask in my name, in his name, the Bible said that he shall grant it unto you. So if you ask God for something, ask it in the name of Jesus. And after asking him for it, somewhere deep down in the depths of your soul, have sense enough to believe that God will do just what you asked him to do. Now, I believe this morning that somebody in this house has asked God for something. Somebody is waiting on God to come and do what you've asked him to do. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you might not be able to tell him when or where, but you all be able to say that I know that I know that God will come to my rescue. So you got to know God for yourself. When the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd, then you better know the shepherd for yourself. It's not difficult to talk to God this morning, but you got to learn how to have faith in the Almighty God. God has allowed us another opportunity, another chance to come and to offer prayers and worship and to even give him praise for the things that he has done in our life. And I count it all joy to be here one more time. See, a lot of times we take our lives for granted. We take our opportunities for granted. This is an opportunity this morning that God has allowed you another opportunity to come into his house of worship. Now, it's up to you after you get here. Either you're going to be blessed or you're not going to be blessed. And I come to tell you, I'm not here. I can't bless you. So now if you're looking for me to do it, you're looking at the wrong soul. But if you can look beyond me and use your spiritual eyes and sort of be like Superman, look with your X-ray eyes and look into the heart of man, then you ought to be able to see God somewhere. Oh, glory. We got to understand this morning that we ought to have joy in our hearts, just knowing that we are yet children of the Almighty God. I believe that God is yet still a miracle worker. And somehow, some way, he will step in and take care of the things that you need to have done in your life. We talked about miracles last week. And I believe that God touched somebody throughout the week. May not have taken care of your problem just yet. But if you're still waiting on your miracle, all you got to do is trust the power of the Almighty God. Well, now, it's been said that prayer is the key to the kingdom. But somebody also said faith unlocks the door. So we might have a whole lot of folk in here praying, but do you believe what you're praying about? See, it's just like going up and saying, Lord, I know what you're going to do. And then when you get to the door, you don't believe enough to open up the door and walk on in. Every now and then, you got to go beyond your intellect. You got to go beyond what somebody said. Mama and them said this and grandma said that. But have you ever said, what did God say? We find ourselves this morning living in a time where we talk faith, but our faith is not strong enough to open up the doors of prayer. We got to learn how to talk and walk the faith. If we believe that God will make a way, then we got to walk unwavering with unquestioning belief that my God that I serve every day, not just on Sunday. And let me tell you something. Just because you don't see me shouting and preaching every day, that don't mean that I'm not still serving my God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Somebody in here ought to help me praise him. I'm glad to know that I can make it all by myself with the power of God. For the Christian people, this past Wednesday was considered Ash Wednesday, which started the Lent season, which is a holy celebration for a period of 40 days. And within these 40 days, we repent. And we refocus on God and the strength that we need to have in our lives. A lot of us, we don't take the time out to acknowledge all of the spiritual holidays. See, all we get concerned about is just Christmas and Easter. But there's a whole lot of other things that have great significance when it comes to the power of God. If you are to have power this morning, then you know that through the word of God, even in our text this morning that I'll get to a little bit later, but it said that there are some things that only come by fasting and by prayer. So now during the time of Lent, that is the time that we, the people of God, want to give up something. Something that may not be good for us or something that we love to do. Something that we could be saying that I'm fasting, I'm offering a sacrifice of myself. To step aside and prepare myself for the goodness of Jesus. Oh, we talk about the resurrection of Jesus. We talk about Easter Sunday morning. But what about that time between now and then? It is called Lent because it means lengthen, and the days began to get longer. During this time when people give up the things that they want to do just so that they can show God some reverence to his holy and righteous name. Now, there's a lot of us, and it's not any of my business whether you observe Lent or not. But what I'm trying to do this morning is at least let you know what's going on, because there may be somebody that you work with. There may be somebody that you're talking to, and they let you know, well, I done gave up my chocolate for the Lent season. I done gave up eating fried food for the Lent season. Oh, you fried chicken lovers, you don't want to give up that, do you? Amen, amen. See, you better, when you make a promise to God, make sure that you're saying something that you know you're able to do. For the Bible says, better not to vow than to make a vow and break it. So don't try to do like Sister Davis here. She tell me, well, Pastor, now I'm going to give up all my fried food all during the Lent season. Well, bless your heart, daughter. I'm going to find something else to give up. You can't be like everybody else. You got to learn how to walk your walk of faith and know that you can't say, just because Bernice says she going to do that, that don't mean I can do that. But I need to find somewhere, and don't find the easiest thing. Find something that you really want, that you really know that God understands that you are making a sacrifice with yourself. We love God, but we want everything God got and some more. Every one of us in here have been talking over the years about how poor we are. But I thank God that when I become a Christian, I found out that it wasn't about how much money I got in the bank. It wasn't about how much I got saved up or how much I'm flattering in my pocket. But it's all about knowing that I got a Savior. I got a God that is my shepherd that will supply all of my needs. Anybody in here got a need this morning? Anybody believe God will do what you asked him to do? Anybody know that if you talk to God, God will hear and answer your prayer? Oh, glory. See, I feel mighty good right now. The Bible teaches us that with men, some things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So I don't care what man got to say. If you believe in the power of God, if you know that God will make a way out of no way, oh, glory. I ain't going to be with you long. Glory. Your power comes by your faith. Now, faith is a belief in or confident attitude toward God involving commitment to his will for your life. Faith is also defined as unquestioning belief. Complete trust and reliance in God. See, when you got faith in God, not faith in yourself. True faith is total confidence in God or Christ and not oneself. A lot of us like to boast about what we don't do anymore. A lot of us like to make ourselves look good talking about we don't do this and we don't do that. And I do this because I tithe every weekend. I go to Bible study and I go to Sunday school and I treat my neighbor right. But why do you have a lying tongue? Why do you always look out the side of your eye trying to find out something about somebody else? I like to pull something from the young folks sometimes. You need to stop talking out the side of your neck and start talking out your mouth. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Here Paul gives us a description of faith, not necessarily a definition. And it is not trust in the unknown, for we may know by faith what we cannot see with the human eye. Faith is the ultimate assurance and the evidence that God will do the things that will make it a reality. So if we want the power to become over our trials and tribulations, we got to learn how to increase our faith. when you ask and have doubt in your mind. When you have doubt in your heart, it will hinder you from the movement of God's power. We find this morning that we need real faith. We need faith that will go beyond measure. The Bible tells us that if we had faith, even the size of a mustard seed, that we could tell the mountain to move from here to yonder place. But I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here that believe in the power of God? Anybody in here know that God will make a way out of no way? I'll stop by to let you know this morning that there comes a time in your life that you got to believe in the power of the Almighty God. We are all disciples of God this morning. And if you're not a disciple, you ought to be trying to be a disciple. Are there any believers in the house this morning? Do you believe that God will make a way out of no way? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin, hung there on Calvary's hill? But I thank God this morning that the Lord will make a way somehow. When I look here in the Word of God, they tell me that there was a multitude of people, and they came around, and there was a certain man there that he was kneeling down and said, "Lord, I want you to bless my son, for my son needs to have mercy from on high, for he is a lunatic. And oftentimes he fall in the fire. Sometimes he fall down in the water." In other words, he had epileptic fits. And there may be somebody in your life that might not be just like you are. But I'm glad to know that right here in Fowl's Chapel, everybody is somebody. But everybody don't have the same degree of faith. I stop by to let you know that you got to have faith in God this morning. Do you believe that God will make a way out of no way? I thank God this morning that when they talk to God about this child, say this child is a lunatic. He's acting all irrational. He's doing things that are not becoming. And every time I look around, he's falling doing this, that, or the other. I took him to your disciples and I asked them to pray for him. But when they prayed for him, they just couldn't get no result. Anybody in the house this morning? Have you ever talked to God and seemed like God would not come? You asked God to do this, that, or the other, but you hadn't got your answer yet. I stopped by to let you know, don't stop praying to God. All you got to do this morning is believe in the power of God. You got to have faith in God. You got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Bible said this morning, when the disciples could not do what God asked them to do, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? I've been with you a mighty long time. I was there when you came out your mother's womb. I've been blessing you throughout your life. There were times in your life that you fell by the wayside. But I'm glad that you kept faith in the Almighty God. I'm glad this morning that the Lord looked beyond my fault. Bless my very soul. The Bible said this morning that they could not heal the boy. But I'm glad that Jesus is always somewhere around. The Bible says Jesus said, rebuke the devil, come out of this child, bring that child unto me. See, if you don't have faith enough to do the thing that need to be done, then the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. That's why it's a good thing to have somebody to pray for. It's a good thing that when you can't seem to get your prayer through, you can grab one of your sisters, grab one of your brothers, and say that united we stand, but divided we'll fall. But when we join our forces together, I'll pray for you, and you pray for me. If we believe the power of prayer, I believe this morning that if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, when I look up a mustard seed, it's so small I couldn't see it in my hand. But if I got that much faith, I can say to my mountain of sickness, my mountain of trouble, my mountain of high disease, my mountain of heartache, I can say to my mountain of sadness, move yonder, get out of my way, get out of my way, because I'm waiting on my blessing. But the Bible said that there are some things that only come by prayer and fasting. So if you want something, you got to give up something. You better learn how to give it up for the Lord. I found out one day that if I pray to my God, I got to believe in my own heart that God will hear my prayer. God will answer my prayer. God sits high and he looks down low. And every now and then, while I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I see my shepherd watching over me. And I'm glad that I got faith in God. You got power by your faith. The Bible said that Paul said one day, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is power. It is power. It is power unto salvation. I got power because I believe in God. I got power because I won't take no. I want to hear yes. I want to hear well done. I want to hear God come to my rescue. Anybody in the house, are you glad about it this morning? Say yes. Say yes. Your faith will give you power. Do you believe that God is on your side? Do you believe that God will make a way out of no way? Your power. Your power come by your faith. If you believe he can, then he'll do it. But if you have doubt, you're already losing the battle. But if you believe, that's what faith is all about. It's believing the unseen and having evidence. You know how it is when they say don't wait until the battle is over, but you can shout now. And the reason why I can shout now is because my faith, I walk in faith. And when you walk in faith, you know that if you ask God for something, it's already done. All you got to do is wait on him. All you got to do is look around. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah! Your power comes by your faith. If you don't have faith, you don't have no power. And if you don't have power, oh glory, no need of you praying for me. You can't pray for yourself and feel something every now and then. Anybody here ever feel God all by yourself? Not when you're at church. But when you're at home and you're talking to your God and your faith in God lets you know that God is on your side this morning. Your power come by your faith. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. See, I'm Lord. I'm small in stature, but I'm big in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't have much. But what little I do have, the Lord gave it to me. And I know that God is on our side. I believe this morning that if you walk by faith, if you walk by faith, then God opened up those doors. And if you have faith, hallelujah, Jesus, that is the key. That is the key to your problem, is having faith in God. Look past the pastor. Look past your grandma. Look past your mama. But you look up to the hills. Know where your help come from. And when you know where your help come from, God will bless you this morning. Oh, glory. I don't know about you, but I feel mighty good about now. About now, I feel mighty good. Because I got faith. And the reason why is because there were times when my faith was weak that God had to send somebody that had a little stronger faith. That's why every now and then you find me going somewhere and embracing somebody. But I don't just embrace anybody. Every now and then I need some help. And don't you know that if you got the Spirit of God and if you connect with a spirit, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, her power and my power will go from breast to breast. And I believe that God is the best thing. Ah! Yes, sir. You got to have faith in God. In God. Not your pocketbook. Not your doctor. But in God. We need a faith walk this morning. If you don't want to walk for your health, you ought to walk for your soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. See, I wanted to talk about the soul exchange this morning, but God just didn't give me that. Because somebody in here needs their faith. They need an increase. You got faith. But what God wants me to let you know, that little bit you think you got, that's all you need. If you got a faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to a whole big mountain, move out of my way. Glory. Anybody got any mountains in your life this morning? Anybody got any mountains? Anybody need to pray their mountains away? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you got to do with that mountain is bring it and lay it right there. Hallelujah. And if your mountain is too heavy for you to carry, don't worry about it. You ain't got to carry it. All you got to do is just call on it. Call on it. And say, Lord, my burden done got so heavy that I can't seem hardly to bear it. And I need to bring it to you this morning. But I can't carry that load. But let me tell you what God will do. Oh, glory. God will reach down and he'll just start taking things off. Taking things off. Lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you. And God will come to your rescue. Hallelujah. 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 See, some of us, I guess we done already arrived. Go ahead then. Come on, choir. See, you know what God told me? He said, you preach it. If they want it, that's all right. If they don't want it, that's all right. You still preach it anyhow. But when you've done all you know how to do and they don't want to hear you, shake the dust off your feet and go on about your business. Glory. Glory. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? There comes a time that you got to let God have his way in your life. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. Sure didn't. Neither one of you. Glory. Glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a higher being. God, the creator of the universe, he still sits high and he looks down low. He still has all power in his hand. Do you believe God this morning? Don't worry about me. You just forget about me. Just think about God and the word of God. Read it for yourself. Believe it for yourself. And you'll feel some of what I'm feeling right now. Hallelujah. Your power comes by your faith. Not by no little title that's been thrown on your name. Reverend Cade ain't nothing but John Willie Cade. That's all I am, John Willie Cade. Whether you call me Reverend or dog, it don't matter. I'm still John Willie Cade, made by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I got faith in that God because he promised never to leave me, never to forsake me. But he said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Trust him. Trust him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.